Today on Gardening in a Minute, mailbox plantings. Mailboxes can be a neglected part of the landscape. A well-executed planting can integrate your mailbox into your landscape design. Plants used around a mailbox should above all be sturdy, because frequent foot traffic can beat these plantings down. Choose low-maintenance plants, as you may forget to water and fertilize your mailbox island. Remember that a mailbox is used nearly every day, so access is important. The plants you select should be small or dwarf varieties so that you can reach into your mailbox and back out of the driveway safely. And remember to be courteous to your mail carrier. Avoid planting anything that will attract bees or other stinging insects. Make sure plants don't have sharp leaves or thorns and keep them neatly trimmed. For more information about mailbox plantings and many other gardening topics, contact your county extension office or visit gardeninaminute.com. Gardening in a Minute is a production of the University of Florida Center for Landscape Conservation and Ecology, IFAS Extension, and WFT-FM. Today on Gardening in a Minute, dragonflies. Dragonflies are beneficial insects that have been around for more than 300 million years. Their favorite foods include mosquitoes and flies, so their presence is a good sign. Dragonflies can fly at speeds up to 30 miles per hour to avoid predators like birds and frogs. Huge compound eyes help them see their own prey, which they catch in midair. Dragonflies do not sting or bite people. Most dragonfly females lay their eggs in mud or water. The nymphs hatch within a few weeks and then live in water for up to 2 years. Dragonflies tend to live in areas near ponds, rivers, wetlands, or lakes. Having a garden pond will attract them, and using few or no pesticides will ensure they stick around. For more information about dragonflies and many other gardening topics, contact your county extension office or visit gardeninaminute.com. Gardening in a Minute is a production of the University of Florida's Center for Landscape Conservation and Ecology, IFAS Extension, and WFT-FM. Today on Gardening in a Minute, starfruit. Gardeners are increasingly interested in growing exotic fruits, and starfruit is one exciting option. Starfruit, also called carambola, is native to Southeast Asia, but has been grown in Florida for almost 100 years. The starfruit tree will grow to 20 to 30 feet tall if not pruned. The fruit is fleshy with a yellow, waxy, edible peel. When cut open, it's shaped like a star, hence the name. You can grow starfruit in warm areas along the southern coasts of Florida as long as soils aren't salty. Besides warm temperatures, this plant needs well-drained soil and protection from wind. Starfruit is not drought-tolerant. Plant your starfruit in full sun, away from other trees and buildings, structures, and power lines. Harvest your starfruit from June to February. For more information about starfruit and many other gardening topics, contact your county extension office or visit gardeninaminute.com. Gardening in a Minute is a production of the University of Florida Center for Landscape Conservation and Ecology, IFAS Extension, and WFT-FM. Today on Gardening in a Minute, using turf wisely. A lush lawn can be an appealing element in the home landscape and provides many important benefits, like reducing stormwater runoff and cleaning the air, but it's important to use turf wisely. Maintaining a lawn in prime condition requires mowing, fertilization, irrigation, and pest management. Consider using mulched beds accented by smaller amounts of turf grass to reduce the maintenance. Make sure to choose a grass that is suited to your soil type and amount of sunlight, and that matches the amount of work you want to put into your lawn. Turf grass typically won't thrive in heavy shade, so consider using ground covers or mulch in those areas instead. So use turf where it makes sense, and you'll be conserving resources and contributing to a better environment. For more information about turf grass, contact your county extension office or visit gardeninaminute.com. Gardening in a Minute is a production of the University of Florida Center for Landscape Conservation and Ecology, IFAS Extension, and WFT-FM. Today on Gardening in a Minute, Nandina. Many invasive plants were planted in Florida originally for their attractive foliage or flowers, and Nandina is no exception. Nandina, also called heavenly bamboo, has a spreading form with bamboo-like stalks and delicate ferny foliage in shades of green and red. Its red berries are eaten by birds and other animals, and where the berries are excreted, Nandina sprouts, sometimes many miles away from where it originated. Nandina also spreads via underground stems. It can grow to a height of 10 feet and can displace native species. Nandina can be aggressive in the landscape and difficult to remove, so consider carefully before planting it. If you really want to use Nandina in the landscape, look for sterile cultivars that are either berry-free or produce berries that don't germinate. For more information about Nandina and many other gardening topics, contact your county extension office or visit gardeninaminute.com. Gardening in a Minute is a production of the University of Florida Center for Landscape Conservation and Ecology, IFAS Extension, and WFT-FM.